Oh, one more thing. Talking about the cricket sound, when you recorded that album, which did you do, banging or?
Oh, I during the album I actually flicked the end of the bar, but live I bang it just for the show
I
of it.
see.
And sometimes live I do it on quite a few songs, not quite three or four songs. I'll use that, but I switch from flicking the bar and hitting the end of the guitar.
How long have you been playing the guitar?
I've been playing 18 years.
18 years.
Yes.
And he's busy.
I'll go ahead.
How long have you been playing the guitar?
Since I was about 7, but it was off and on. I mean, a couple of years I got off into other interests, is just boats and working as a singing waiter and doing all sorts of crap. So actually, altogether probably about 12 or 13 years.
And how long and how often did you practice when you were young?
Hours a day,
Hours a
well,
day.
hours and hours, yeah.
Every day.
Yeah, usually hours till you get bored, and then you go have dinner, and you come back and you play some more. And my dad used to say, "Why don't you go out there and play football with the kids?" And I'd say, "Well, I want to practice my Jimi Hendrix."
And what strings are you using now?
GHS Boomers,
GHS Boomers.
custom light gauge is what I use. Goes 9, 11, 16, 26, 36, 46. What's your
And I
gauge?
use the same strings, but 9, 11, 16, 24,
24.
32, 42, I think it is. And then something like that, yes. And
And how about your pick?
I
the pick,
use, oh, here we go.
metal.
I'm endorsing these picks. I just want to tell everybody. They're called David Reasoner solid stainless steel picks. They're made in Amarillo, Texas. And you'll be seeing an ad in Guitar Player Magazine soon for these picks. That's the only place you can get them. They're solid stainless steel. They're unbendable and they have a very sharp point. It's the only pick I can use. Otherwise, I sound like junk.
And you?
I use guitar picks from Japan.
Japan.
They're Sprite picks. They're metal picks, and they're called Sprite, and they come in three gauges. I use the heavy gauge, which isn't really that heavy. And actually, I'd like to talk to the people here from Sprite, if I can get a hold of them, and see if they can make me the same shape pick, but a little thicker. I think I'd like them a little bit thicker.
And how about amplifiers? No.
I use Mesa Boogie amplifiers, and in the studio and for live. And Jeff uses High Watts, Marshalls, and Balder amps.
That's right.
It's called American number.
Balder's an American. It's actually a Swedish amplifier, I
Swedish,
think.
something like that.
Some European
European.
amplifier that's been modified in the United States for me. And the High Watt's been modified. It's had the preamp gain boosted quite heavily.